Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 3, 13 to 17, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. At that time, Jesus arrived from Galilee and came to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to make him change his mind. "I ought to be baptized by you," John said, "and yet you have come to me." But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so for now. For in this way we shall do all that God requires." So John agreed. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water. Then heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and lighting on him. Then a voice said from heaven, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased." My theme for this reflection is the humble leader. The humble leader. As we reflect on the baptism of Jesus as narrated in Matthew 3, 13 to 17, we are invited to ponder on a seemingly paradoxical moment. Here is Jesus, the Messiah, in his divine authority, seeking baptism from John the Baptist. It is akin to a master requesting services from a servant. Services that the master himself should be providing in his power and authority. John himself is taken aback, insisting, "I ought to be baptized by you, and yet you have come to me." In our world, those in positions of power often seek to be served rather than to serve. Leadership, especially in secular realms, but increasingly in religious circles, is frequently associated with privilege, authority, and a top-down approach. But what Jesus models for us in this passage is the essence of servant leadership. His words, "Let it be so for now, for in this way we shall do all that God requires of us," speak volumes about the role of humility and service in fulfilling God's mission. In fact, Jesus was saying that if we do this together, recognizing that you too can provide the services I am only privileged to provide at this time, then we will accomplish what God requires. Jesus' choice to be baptized by John, despite his divine authority, illustrates a profound truth. Even the most unlikely individuals have roles to play in our lives and ministries. This act of humility by Jesus is not just a formality. It is a powerful lesson in leadership. He shows us that true leadership is about understanding and acknowledging that everyone, regardless of their status, has something valuable to contribute. My dear friends, let us consider this. How often do leaders, whether in religious or secular spheres, genuinely serve those they lead? Are we as leaders in our communities, workplaces, or homes willing to invert the pyramid of power, placing ourselves at the service of others? In Jesus' baptism and God's subsequent affirmation, "This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased," we see a divine endorsement of humility and service leadership. It is a clear signal that when leaders humble themselves, recognizing the worth and contributions of all, they align themselves with God's will and gain His favor. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we as individuals in positions of influence or authority incorporate the principles of servant leadership in our daily interactions? Number two, in what ways can we recognize and value the contributions of even the least among us, following the example set by Jesus? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lesson of humility and servant leadership demonstrated by Jesus in his baptism. Help us to embody these values in our lives, recognizing the worth and contributions of every individual. Guide our leaders, both in the church and in the world, to lead with humility, serving those they lead with love and respect. May we all strive to do what is right in your eyes, and in doing so, find favor and validation from you. Empower us to live out our calling as servants, following the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.